Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Howie Moss. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Grimek. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell, who is chasing the ball. Lake reaches third base with a triple. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Mullen reaches third base with a triple. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Swift scores. Lake moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ray Flanagan now pitching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Flanagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flanagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weigel moves to second. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss juggles the ball. That's an error on Moss. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mullen hits a pop-up towards third. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mack reaches second base with a double. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weigel strikes out. Two outs. Heinz Becker pinch hits for Ray Flanagan. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming pinch hits for Howie Moss. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to third. Becker moves to second. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for Jack Conway. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Becker scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross now playing third base. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Bob Lemon now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lake strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mack fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.